So one of the biggest travesties that happened under the Biden administration was that an innocent squirrel lost his life. Yeah. So there was a squirrel that was TikTok famous. And I'm going to show you guys the video. His name was Peanut. And the American government came in and euthanized this squirrel. Let me show you.
I'm never going to dress him up again. I'm never going to eat a waffle with him. I'll never be able to put this on Peanut ever again.
They took two innocent animals and they took Peanut from me. They took Fred from me.
Squirrel dad Mark Longo speaking out amid his grief and outrage.
Y'all can make fun of me for crying.
But knowing that that squirrel will never run up and down these shelves again, it absolutely kills me. And I'm sorry for crying.
Mark's emotional message on Instagram coming days after losing his beloved squirrel, Peanut. The squirrel turned social media star who boasted 700,000 followers on Instagram was removed from Mark's home last week along with an injured raccoon named Fred. Mark adopted Peanut 7 years ago after seeing his mother run down. But Department of Environmental Conservation officials said in their search warrant, they lacked the proper paperwork.
They knew I was going through the paperwork, and they came here anyways. So for those who are saying I don't have the paperwork, you know what? You're right. But we were working in the process of doing it. But you're telling me all of this was necessary to use taxpayers' money.
Mark blasting authorities for tearing apart their home. The agency said in the aftermath they had to euthanize both animals amid rabies concerns, claiming Peanut bit an investigator.
I haven't moved anything in my house since they came and took my f***ing animals. They killed those animals right after they left my house. They didn't quarantine them. Apparently, Peanut bit somebody. I've showed you all Peanut. I showed you all Fred. Peanut didn't bite a soul. And you're gonna tell me a well-trained officer got bit by an animal?
Mark says Peanut's internet fame might have led to someone filing that initial complaint.
I have not received a single phone call or anything from the state officials. Yes, we're gonna get justice for Peanut, I promise you guys that.
You know, Peanut might have passed away, but it started a f***ing evolution, and that's what we'll remember Peanut for.
Okay, so I want to do a moment of silence. For Peanut. Sorry. It's just so hard. You know, so hard. Yeah, so we're going to do a moment of silence for the squirrel. Rest in peace, Peanut. Okay. Yeah, I mean, I think this squirrel won the election for Trump. That was ridiculous.